Gunfire erupted overnight in two neighboring villages in eastern Lebanon's Bekaa Valley, leaving several casualties. Lebanon's new TV reports that dozens of villagers have fled their houses in the towns of Sednail and Talbaya because of the fighting, and that the Lebanese army is trying to regain control of large swaths of territory controlled by rival militiamen. The main highway was also reportedly closed due to the fighting, with rockets landing near the roadside, frightening motorists. It was the second time in a week that pro-government Sunni militiamen have clashed with pro-Hezbollah Shiite rivals. Shiite and Sunni Muslim communities in the Bekaa Valley have a lengthy history of clan rivalry. The French press agency reports that overnight fighting quickly got out of hand, with rival militiamen firing automatic rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, and mortar shells. Member of Parliament Assem Araji, who belongs to the pro-Hezbollah People's Movement, pleaded with Lebanon's top political leaders to intervene quickly to quell the recent wave of violence. He says negotiations need to be held on the local level and especially high-level political talks in Beirut to stop the deterioration of the situation in the central Bekaa region because it is a tinderbox. He says anyone who knows the area knows that a crisis there will affect the entire region. Everyone is pleading for something to be done. Unrest and sectarian violence between Lebanon's Sunni Muslim and Shiite Muslim communities spread from Beirut to other parts of the country after a military show of force by the pro-Syrian Hezbollah, which briefly took control of mostly Sunni West Beirut on May 9th. The fighting in Beirut ended with a political agreement between feuding Lebanese leaders in Doha, Qatar, and the election of a new president, Army Commander Michel Suleiman, alongside an accord to form a new national unity government, which remains in limbo. Dr. Paul Salem, director of the Carnegie Center for Peace in the Middle East, says that one should not read too much in the recent Bekaa Valley fighting, and he does not think that the situation is going to spiral out of control.
I think it's just part of this aftershocks of the earthquake that happened in May in Beirut. Tensions rose all over the country, in the north and in the parts of Mount Lebanon and parts of the Bekaa. But I think the Bekaa is more prone because people are more armed, they're more clannish, when things got a bit out of hand. I don't see it as an overwhelming concern because I think between the army, the president, Hezbollah, and Syria in general, who are now closer to be reading from the same page, they do want to sort of clamp down on things.
Tensions between Lebanon Sunnis and Shiites, however, have yet to subside, and the country's top Sunni religious leader, Sheikh Mohammed Rashid Kabbani, is demanding that Hezbollah apologize for last month's attack on Beirut. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.